I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Frigid temps, lots of snow, and a big dig out. People also lost their lives in this storm. It's been a rough few days here on the East Coast. But as bad as this latest storm has been, remember that we get hammered with cold weather each winter. So at least we're used to seeing our breath when we walk outside this time of year. Not so for residents of Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. They're in the midst of a once-in-a-generation winter. That's a word from Cindy Su. She's my colleague at the BBC in Taipei. And she is cold.
Not only am I wearing a coat and boots outside, I'm actually wearing a down jacket and several layers inside as I speak to you, and two pairs of socks, and I'm still cold.
Inside, you say? I mean, no heat?
Indoors.
No heat in your office or your house?
My home, and actually most offices and homes in Taiwan do not have indoor heating because generally the island doesn't see this kind of cold weather. So that's the problem we have when it gets really cold here. It's actually in many ways colder than probably in Boston or the UK, London or New York, because indoors you have no reprieve. You know, I mean, in cold weather places you can always go inside and get warm. But in Taiwan, there's no place to hide.
Wow, that sounds really rough.
Most homes do not have indoor heating. Some people get by with space heaters, but they don't actually work very well. You have to kind of sit near them the whole time.
Yeah, and I guess with space heaters, there's always that danger that people don't use them enough, so they're not used to them, and then you get fires. Let's talk about the current situation. How much has it snowed?
Well, actually, the problem isn't really the snow. It has snowed in the mountainous areas of Taiwan, including in the tallest mountain in Taipei, the capital. It's about the cold front left about 9 centimeters, which is about 3.5 inches of snow on Yangmingshan Mountain over the weekend. And generally in the mountainous areas, people are having a good time because some people even drive up there to see the snow and to have snow fights and take pictures because it's so rare for Taiwanese people to be able to experience a snow. The death toll hasn't really been in the mountains. It's been in the lower areas, the foothills or even the cities where people, especially elderly people, are not used to this sudden drop in temperature. And just to give you an idea how sudden it was, it went from about 16 degrees on Friday afternoon Celsius to 4 degrees only on Sunday morning. So that was a sudden drop. And, you know, as you know, a lot of the elderly people, they already have some, you know, health problems anyway, like heart disease or cardiovascular illnesses. And some of them just simply couldn't cope. And, you know, I should point out a social change in Taiwan now, increasing number of elderly people are living by themselves. So, you know, they're not looked after by relatives.
Yeah, so that's a drop of 61 degrees Fahrenheit down to 40 degrees, just hovering around freezing. Why are more elderly people living on their own?
Well, Taiwanese families have changed in the past couple of decades. I mean, more and more young people have left small towns and rural areas and have moved to the cities to work. And even in the cities, a lot of people no longer live with their parents or their in-laws. They have their own apartments. And, you know, young people or young couples, they prefer to live on their own. So we're not seeing this kind of like traditional Taiwanese family where you have three generations under one roof. Now it's just a lot of elderly people are living by themselves. And so it's not something they can change right away because, again, this is not the kind of weather system we get usually. So it's not like people are going to install, you know, indoor heating in their homes, which could be quite expensive.
So when was the last time Taiwan saw the temperatures drop this much?
Well, Taipei is the city that the Central Weather Bureau uses to measure the weather system here. And the last time Taipei saw such cold weather was 44 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was in the 1970s. So it's been a long time. You know, and like you said, it was like a generation ago.
My colleague with the BBC, Cindy Su, in the Taiwanese capital, Taipei, you're going to have to imagine her speaking to me in a big, puffy down parka because she is. Cindy, thank you very much. Stay warm.
Thank you.